in the morning and after Fajr, hold tight to this dua. One time the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was leaving the house of his wife Juwayriya, may Allah be pleased by her, to go to pray Fajr. When he was leaving, Juwayriya radiallahu anha, she was worshipping Allah in her position. She has a specific spot in the house where she worships Allah and so on. Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he comes back home, not right after Fajr, no, almost al-duha time, in the forenoon. He comes back and he sees Juwayriya in the same spot. So he asks her a question. مَا زِلْتِي عَلَى الْحَالِ You are still in the same position since I left you, meaning after Fajr, like at Fajr time. She said yes. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is about to teach Juwayriya and you and I a profound dua, inshallah. He said, I said four statements three times. If it were to be weighed against the hours of worship that you've done, it would outweigh them. Allahu Akbar, what are they? He said, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, subhanallah wa bihamdih. Allah is free from every imperfection. Allah is free from every negative attribute given to him. Wa bihamdih. All praise is due to Allah. Now he added four statements to this to show you to what extent all praise belongs to Allah. You know, just to bring the meaning closer to you, if someone tells you, I love you, it's not like when someone tells you, I love you as big as the sky, as bright as the sun, as the number of the stars in the universe. You see, showing you how much I love you, right? Here, Allah is the best of examples. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Subhanallah wa bihamdi, Allah is free from any imperfection. All praise due to Allah, to what extent? Adada khalqih. By the number of Allah's creation, the number of the human beings and the jinn and the number of the stars, adada khalqih, wa rida nafsih. Subhanallah bihamdi, until Allah is pleased. Ya Allah, may Allah be pleased by you and me. Ya Rabb, Ya Rabb. Subhanallah bihamdi, adada khalqih, wa rida nafsih, wa zinata arshih. The third statement out of four. And as heavy as Allah's throne. Nothing outweighs Allah's throne as much as that, Ya Allah. Wa midada kalimatih. And by the number of pens and ink and paper that is required to write Allah's wisdom and knowledge. Allahu Akbar, this is like infinite, yes. Subhanallah bihamdih, adada khalqih, memorize, yalla, bismillah, adada khalqih, wa rida nafsih, wa zinata arshih, wa midada kalimatih. It takes a few seconds, but it will outweigh hours of worship. Remember to say this, inshallah, three times after Fajr in the morning. May Allah bless you and protect you. Assalamu alaikum.